Hello, it's Richard here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Kim Lusher, who has kindly come in to take Jane Evans' place as she has flu. Before we hear Information Desk, we continue our news items with the problem of cold homes for city residents and charity help, which means a young girl is a step closer to her own personal garden. But first, a man is spared jail for admitting a city petrol station robbery.
A man who grabbed a petrol station worker and threatened to break his fingers if he did not hand over cash has been spared jail. Alan Hammond, 36, was captured on CCTV walking into the BP garage on Plumstead Road in Norwich before approaching the shop worker and grabbing him by the jumper in a bid to get open the till. Norwich Crown Court heard that at one point he grabbed the shop worker's fingers, twisted them and said, "How many should I break?" But despite the threats made to the worker, who bravely refused to part with any cash, during the robbery in which he stole alcohol, Hammond was spared immediate custody. Hammond, who admitted robbery, as well as two separate theft offences, was given a 40-week sentence, suspended for 12 months by recorder Alistair Wilson QC, who said there were unusual circumstances. The court heard Hammond, of no fixed abode, was released from court in Ipswich, the same day as the robbery, having been sentenced for a separate arson offence. But Hammond did not get back to Norwich Prison, where he had been in custody, in time to get his money and medication for bipolar. He found himself in Norwich in an area he did not know, with no money or medication, before committing the offences. Hammond was also given a 55-day rehabilitation requirement.
More than 470 tonnes of mattresses stored in breach of environmental laws pose a significant fire risk to nearby properties, a court was told. Norwich Magistrates Court was told how thousands of mattresses were stacked from floor to ceiling at a unit on Salhouse Industrial Estate in Sprowston. Mark Quincy, who ran the mattress recycling operation at Salhouse Breakers on Rice Way, entered a guilty plea for doing so without an environmental permit. Salhouse Norwich Limited, which owns the site, and one of its directors, Mark Stone, were on trial after pleading not guilty to their involvement. Giving evidence, Environment Agency officer Jack Coleman said 20,166 mattresses were counted at the unit. He said the premises was inspected in August 2015 and numerous non-compliances with the agency's waste regulations were found. Salhouse Norwich Limited has pleaded not guilty to knowingly permitting the operation of a regulated facility without authority. The trial continues.
A new project to educate young people about the dangers of knife crime has been launched in Norfolk in an effort to change attitude towards violence. Police and Crime Commissioner Lorne Green has given his support to the Norfolk Constabulary-led project, which sees teenagers given life-saving first aid training. Delivered by London-based charity Street Doctors, some 110 young people from Norwich and Great Yarmouth took part in the first training sessions held in Norwich, with more opportunities to follow in 2018 and 2019. It is the first time the project, supported locally by the Norfolk Youth Offending Team, has been delivered in East Anglia.
Larkman Lane in Norwich was closed by police after a driver suffered a medical incident at the wheel. There was disruption in the area, close to the junction with Dereham Road, as a result of the road closure and diversions were put in place. Norfolk Police advised motorists to plan for delays after a collision in the area when a driver suffered a cardiac arrest. Off-duty ambulance staff and members of the public began CPR with the occupant after removing them from the vehicle. A community first responder was the first to respond to the scene after the initial 999 call.
Passengers using Greater Anglia trains will soon be able to use their mobile phones to show their tickets. The operator is bringing in new e-tickets to replace the current print-your-own tickets. E-tickets can be shown on a mobile device and scanned at the barcode readers to pass through the ticket gates. Andy Camp, Greater Anglia Commercial Director, said, "We are committed to offering our customers great value fares and to making it as easy as possible for them to use our services. We recognise that not everyone has access to a printer and it's much more convenient to show the ticket on your phone. It's also more environmentally friendly." The ticket appears on screen as a scrollable ticket with a barcode at the top, followed by information such as journey, type, route, passenger and validity.
Health facilities and equipment in Norwich and beyond will be upgraded as part of a £7.5 million investment planned by the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust. The upgrades are part of a £13.5 million scheme, which began in 2015, to ensure the region's health facilities are accessible, appropriate and safe for patients. The Trust is planning a number of projects for the 2017-2018 financial year, including a £1.7 million upgrade of its secure unit, £1.5 million in improvements to ensuite facilities for patients, £1.9 million on improving IT resilience, and £500,000 on premises for mental health teams based in Norwich. Projects which have taken place so far, including £3 million redesign programme at the Norvik Clinic in Thorpe St Andrew, which will include remodelling the wards and facilities, and £500,000 of improvements to the wards at Helston Hospital.
Landlords are being forced to improve some of the city's chilliest accommodation after it was revealed that people are living in excessively cold conditions in 1,676 private homes. A report into home energy conservation by Norwich City Council said that the problem could be causing a risk to people's health. The council has been taking action against landlords, with 60 improvement notices served since 2013. But despite the problems, the number of people in the city living in fuel poverty has fallen, a drop which bucks the national and regional trends. The figures are revealed in a new 71-page report into home energy conservation compiled by Norwich City Council. The report states, "It is known that excess cold can bring about respiratory conditions such as flu, pneumonia and bronchitis, and cardiovascular conditions such as heart attacks and strokes." Bert Bremner, Norwich City Council Cabinet Member for Environment and Sustainable Development, said, "It's absolutely amazing that in this day and age, there are homes which have problems with heating and insulation. Our officers at City Hall are exploring every avenue to try to help people, and we have invested a lot of improvements in our own housing stock."
Norwich and Peterborough Building Society, the NNP, says it will remain flexible on the deadline for its current account holders to find new banks after concerns were raised that other providers could not cope with the influx of new customers. It follows reports that other banks and building societies were struggling to process new accounts because NNP is not a member of the 7-day current account switching service. A spokesman for NNP said that it had seen a good response from its 100,000 current account holders so far, with more transfers or closures completed than anticipated at this stage. Customers were written to in January with an outline of the proposals, which will see the closure of 28 branches across Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire, the potential loss of 136 jobs and the withdrawal of the current account service.
A Spixworth girl whose battle with a brain tumour is continuing is one step closer to having her own personalised garden after a local charity gave a £3,000 funding boost. Maisie Lasso, 11, was diagnosed with the tumour in January of last year and spent a gruelling 8 months in hospital during 2016. Her mum, Dawn, approached charity Let's Do It Anyway to nominate Maisie for a December wish as a reward. And after hearing her story, they offered to devote their 2017 fundraising to her. Mrs. Lasso said as Maisie was unable to go into their grass on their wheelchair, the money could go towards creating an accessible outdoor space for her. Snelling's Charitable Trust has pledged the money, and Mrs. Lasso hoped the new garden could be prepared by Maisie's 12th birthday in July.
The University of East Anglia, the UEA, has launched an initiative to help make Norwich a safer place for young people to enjoy a night out. The Student Community Safeguarding Partnership will bring together the university and the Students' Union, as well as police and the NHS, to improve the way that incidents and allegations of harassment and assault are handled both on and off campus. The university has received a grant of £35,000 from the Higher Education Funding Council for England, which will fund half of the project, and comes in response to a report by the university's UK task force examining violence against women, harassment and hate crime. UEA will also work with other education providers and local transport companies on a range of activities, including a good night out scheme to help venue staff handle incidents more effectively, an Ask for Angela programme, enabling young people to ask bar staff for assistance discreetly, and a bystander scheme to give onlookers the tools to intervene. The whole programme is scheduled to be in place by April 2018. Quote, the initiative is part of our Safe Campus, Safe City initiative, aimed at providing students and the wider Norwich community by tackling harassment in all its forms, said John Sharp, UEA's Director of Student Services. Our aim is to change the culture and empower people to speak out and take action if they witness harassment, as refusing to tolerate it is fundamental to prevention. And now to Information Desk.